Okay, so we are back on Bra Moment at WMFO Medford 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Fellows. And today our theme is... Today our theme is the top songs of 2019. The top 10. To be more specific, and you just heard number 10, in my opinion at least. All My Happiness Is Gone from Purple Mountains, the moniker of musician, the now late musician David Berman, formerly of Silver Jews fame, and a very creative visionary who will be sorely missed in the indie community. So that's number 10 to start us off. Bit more of a country feel to that one, but most of these songs will be in the realm of indie pop, dream pop, that sort of region. Unfortunately, I cannot play as much hip-hop as I would like to as a result of most of it not being incredibly radio-friendly. But overall, 2019 was a very good year for music. We heard so many new directions for so many artists. Artists that I thought were kind of bland and didn't really have that spark really showed that they have what it takes to put together a really project that stand the test of time. Because that's what really matters. I mean, when I look back at 2019, I'm going to want to look for the albums that still sound fresh, that still sound like they have meaning and weren't just thrown together. And that's what I hope I'm going to convey to you today. This next one is from a little known, as far as I know, Brazilian musician named Ana Frango Elétrico, aka Ana Electric Chicken. This one's called Promessas e Previsões. A bit of a a change of pace from the rest of my music listing, but I happen to enjoy it very much. On WMFO, this is Ana Frango Electrico.
Você pode não gostar, mas não vou mais falar palavra escrita numa roupa velha, céu azul, longe na estrada. Você pode não gostar, mas não vou mais falar palavra escrita numa roupa velha, céu azul, longe na estrada. Furo o olho desse furacão, mas não vou mais falar palavra escrita numa roupa velha, céu azul, longe na estrada. Mas não vou mais falar palavra.
Should've known that I shouldn't hide. that she's a visitor, and we have to know that faith declines. I'm not out of the way.
Every day.
All right. Well, you all just heard numbers 9 through 7 in my very own top 10 songs of 2019 countdown here on WMFO. At number 9, we heard Promesas e Provisões from Ana Frango Electrico, straight out of Brazil. And then following that was from the new Bon Iver record, I, that was Faith, going in a similar direction that they were in 2016 with their sort of glitch-infused indie folk. Definitely been digging that a lot lately. And coming in after that at number 7 is Every Day from Wise Blood off of the fantastic Titanic Rising. One of the 3 contenders for Album of the Year, along with 2 others that you're going to hear later on this hour. But yeah, altogether very different, but very important songs, very exemplary of the types of styles of music I like. And so coming up, some more indie, some more rock, some more indie rock, some more indie pop. You know the vibes. Playing under me right now, in fact, is Boards of Canada, as always, almost. The song Sundown off of Tomorrow's Harvest, which did not come out this year, but makes for pretty perfect and calming bed music, as we call it in the industry. Well, without further ado, here are number 6, 5, and 4 of the top 10 countdown of 2019 here on Bro Moment on 91.5 WMFO.
Not a ruse, not a heat,
Wow. We just heard three very hard-hitting singles from earlier this year. Numbers 6 through 4 on our On Bra Moments top 10 songs of the year. Coming in at number 6 was Not by Big Thief. Very heavy and rock-influenced experience. And then following that was Essentially by Philly-based band Japanese Breakfast. And coming in at number 4, however, was the song that I really want to talk about, which is Posthumous Forgiveness by Tame Impala. Came out less than a week ago, and I just had to include it in this list because I could not stop listening to it. I had it on repeat for God knows how long. And just a very hard-hitting song about what I can only assume Kevin Parker's father and his relationship with his father and all the things that he'd like to share with his father but can't, because, well, it's pretty obvious. The transition between those two sections of the song is just so well executed. Only Tame Impala could do something like that. You know, this year so far, they were kind of lacking with their singles, but that one's kind of restored some faith in me that next year they'll come back with a really killer album. So The Slow Rush, February 2020. I'm very hyped, and you should be too, if you remotely enjoyed that song at all. But now we're down to 3 songs left in the top 10. And this one, a bit more mellow, from Montreal-based band Men I Trust. This is the album version from Oncle Jazz of Show Me How.
Show me.
Well, that was quite something else, wasn't it? What you just heard were number 3 and number 2 in the Bra Moment Top 10 Songs of the Year 2019. Coming in at number 3, there was Show Me How, the album version from Men I Trust, Montreal-based soft indie pop band. Really been digging them this year. And following that was quite the experience of a song from Angel Olsen, who's really grown into her abilities this year with her album All Mirrors. That's the second of the 3 contenders that I previously mentioned for album of the year, in my opinion. And the last song I'm about to play is from the 3rd. But before we get all the way to that, we're gonna have a little PSA action. And today's PSA involves some numbers to think about in regard to the world wealth distribution. So the world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men owned the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super-rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. In other words, well, if I do go on a political discussion, I will have to log this, but I will just say, rise up. That's all I'm going to say about that. And those are some numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Very informative and very concerning, considering the state of our planet and the state of, well, pretty much everything revolves around the planet, so. But on a different note, we're about to close out the top 10 songs of 2019, and you can find all of the songs on this playlist, all of the top 10, on my Spotify, Andrew Fellows, just my name, with a profile picture of Garfield smoking a pipe. And that's about it. Next semester, so this is my last show of the semester, and next semester I may be having a different slot. So for now and for the rest of this year, this is going to be my final word. And up next, oh boy, this one's really a special one. Straight out of Philadelphia, Mr. Sandy Alex G from his beautiful album, House of Sugar. The lead single, I Just Have No Words. I've been listening to it nonstop for so many months. Opened up my Spotify Wrapped a few days ago and saw it right up at the top. I was very proud of myself for supporting local artists, because that's what you gotta do sometimes, or all the time. Gotta rep the 215, just saying. And so without any further ado, here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, the greatest song of 2019 from Sandy Alex G, Gretel. right. Well, that rounds out my very own top 10 songs of 2019 list. Hope you enjoyed all of those songs, or at least some of them. Oops. All right, I'm about ready to hand it off to the 5 p.m. folks here in the studio, and I'm going to close this set out with something that I wished I could play in its full entirety, but unfortunately it's not very radio-friendly. From earlier in the year, this is Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, but an instrumental of Crime Pays. Here on 91.5 WMFO, signing off for Bruh Moment, I'm Andrew Fellows. See you next year.
How's everybody out there doing tonight? This afternoon, but it's already dark. 4:59 p.m., about to be 5 o'clock. This is Adam from Pretzel Logic. You may know me. Don't get it twisted. And we're here tonight for 3 hours. Yes, you heard me right. 3 whole hours I'm going to be in the studio playing whatever I feel I want to. We have no playlist tonight. Yes, you heard me right. We have no playlist. So whatever the next song that I'm going to play is, I'm going to decide while the current song is playing. I'm here for a show called Sounds of Praise. They're usually here right now. I think they're snowed in, something to that effect. They said they couldn't make it to the studio. So that means I, Adam, am here for the next 3 hours. And I have with me a special guest. And his name is Mark Lanigan.